Today, watching paint dry would have been more fun. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is posts covering finance and property news. Well, we got a master performance from Fed Chair Jerome Powell yesterday, saying as little as possible while avoiding all the pitfalls and not mentioning stagflation once.
Good afternoon. My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on achieving our dual mandate goals of maximum employment and stable prices for the benefit of the American people. Despite elevated uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position. The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment. Inflation has come down a great deal, but has been running somewhat above our 2% longer run objective. In support of our goals, today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
The Fed confirmed on Wednesday that the targeted federal funds rate was to be held at 4.25 to 4.5% following its rate-setting open market committee meeting. It said uncertainty about the economic outlook had diminished but remains elevated. But Powell did signal that higher prices are coming as the US Federal Reserve kept interest rates on hold, but also signaled that it still might make two cuts this year as growth slows. That sounds like inflation up, growth down. Sounds like stagflation to me. Of course, Donald Trump continues to break with precedent and demanded lower rates. Hours before the central bank announced its latest decision, Trump called Powell stupid and predicted rates would be maintained on Wednesday. Trump said he's a political guy, not a smart person, but he's costing the country a fortune. Trump, of course, has continued to attack questions over the Fed's independence. Of course, the central bank has repeatedly stressed that it makes decisions based on economic data rather than political interventions. After Powell spoke with the US president last month, the Fed said that he had made it clear that its actions will depend entirely on incoming economic information and what that means for the outlook. Whilst uncertainty has faded, the committee said it still remains significant. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell cautioned that officials expect tariffs imposed by Trump to increase prices over the course of the summer, and there are still a lot of unknowns about the outlook for the economy and interest rates as the US president stands by his controversial tariff plans, and they also downgraded their estimates for economic growth.
Near-term measures of inflation expectations have moved up over recent months, as reflected in both market and survey-based measures. Respondents to surveys of consumers, businesses, and professional forecasters point to tariffs as the driving factor. Beyond the next year or so, however, most measures of longer-term expectations remain consistent with our 2% inflation goal. The median projection in the SEP for total PCE inflation this year is 3%, somewhat higher than projected in March. The median inflation projection falls to 2.4% in 2026 and 2.1% in 2027.
Powell said it was still unclear how much of the bill will fall on the shoulders of consumers, but he expects to learn more about tariffs over the summer. Ultimately, the cost of the tariff has to be paid, and some of it will fall on the end consumer, Powell said. We know that's coming, and we just want to see a little bit of that before we make judgments prematurely. Increases in tariffs this year will likely push up prices and weigh on economic activity, Powell told reporters. The effects on inflation should be short-lived, reflecting a one-time shift in the price level, but it's also possible that the inflationary effects could be more persistent. Avoiding persistent inflation will depend on the size of the tariff effects and how long it takes to affect prices, Powell added. Policymakers at central bank expect inflation to increase by a median range of 3% this year, according to projections released alongside its latest decision on Wednesday, up from a previous estimate of 2.7%. And they also highlighted how far the US remains from the Fed's inflation target of 2%. They forecast an unemployment rate of 4.5% by the end of the year, up slightly from their previous estimates, and they expect the economy to grow by a median rate of 1.4% this year, down from March's 1.7% estimate, which itself was a significant downgrade from the previous 2.1% estimate from December. The dot plot, which shows policymakers' predictions for the trajectory of rates, shows that most expect rate cuts twice in 2025, with further cuts in future years. But officials do not universally agree on the path ahead. 7 of the 9 officials on the committee don't expect to cut rates at all this year. Asked about the division in officials' rate projections, Powell downplayed it. Given the high level of uncertainty, the economy said no one holds those rate paths with a lot of conviction. We have a pretty healthy diversity of views on the committee, Powell said, citing differences in economic predictions and views on how the Fed should respond. Although swings in net exports have affected the data, recent indicators suggest that economic activity has continued to expand at a solid pace, the committee said in a statement. The unemployment rate remains low and labour market conditions remain solid. Inflation remains somewhat elevated. The projections revealed 2 camps on the FOMC, with 7 participants expecting no cuts this year, while 8 see 50 basis points of easing. The former is placing greater emphasis on the risk that tariffs spur a sustained increase in inflation, starting with the next couple of months. The latter, meanwhile, is more in the Chris Waller camp that views the price impact from tariffs as just transitory. Looking ahead, Powell expressed concerns over cuts to US statistical agencies that produce data on the economy. While he stressed the Fed is still able to do its job, he warned of more volatility in surveys as a result of layoffs. The United States has been a leader for many, many years in this whole project of measuring and understanding what's happening in our very large and dynamic economy, he said, and I hate to see us cutting back on that because it's a real benefit to the general public. All up, so far the economy has proved resilient, with inflation rising less than expected in recent months and unemployment holding steady. Uncertainty, though, has diminished, they said in the post-meeting statement, but it does remain elevated. And the Fed chief emphasized policy should be forward-looking, adding that officials are beginning to see some effects from tariffs, but expect to see more over the coming months. While forecasts expect a meaningful rise in inflation, Powell said the jobs market isn't crying out for a rate cut. And in their post-meeting statement, policymakers dropped a line from the previous meeting that said risks to both unemployment and inflation had risen. And they also said uncertainty about the economic outlook had diminished, but remained elevated. Wall Street rose after the announcement on Wednesday, but then slipped back. And by mid-afternoon in New York, both the benchmark S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average was broadly flat. US Treasury ended the day close to unchanged, with yields above their session lows, and traders continue to anticipate 2 rate cuts this year, with the first likely in September. Investors see more than a 70% chance of that cut, but most economists say it could take until at least then to understand the impact of trade, immigration, and spending policies. Gold dropped as the inflation warning from the Fed outweighed the safe haven bids due to the situation in the Middle East. Bullion traded near $3,350 an ounce after falling 0.6% on Wednesday. The Fed left rates unchanged and policymakers penciled in 2 cuts, but Chair Jerome Powell said central banks' market committee can expect tariffs to work their way into price gains. Meanwhile, data showed applications for US unemployment benefits ticked down last week, stabilizing near the highest levels in 8 months. Initial claims matched the median forecast of recent surveys, and new US residential construction dropped in May to the slowest pace since the onset of the pandemic. That's according to recent government figures, as a combination of elevated inventory and high interest rates sapped the motivation to build. Also ahead, the Bank of England is expected to keep interest rates at 4.25% on Thursday, and it will probably signal that it's going to stick with its one cut every other meeting approach, as officials try to strike a balance between elevated inflation, higher oil prices, and a slowing economy. The MPC in the UK lowered rates by a quarter point in May in a surprisingly close vote, that reflected concerns inflation may not return to the 2% target as quickly as hoped. Since then, inflation has surged to its fastest pace in more than a year, and escalating tensions in the Middle East are now complicating matters by driving up oil prices. Policymakers already concerned about second round effects of higher prices feeding back into higher wages and keeping inflation elevated for longer. Weighing against that, however, are signs that the labour market and the wider economy in the UK are buckling under Chancellor of the Exchequer's recent tax hikes on companies, as well as the US trade war question. The Bank of England has left its formal guidance unchanged since February, when policymakers told investors to expect gradual and careful rate cuts as they delivered the third of four reductions since August. The range of opinions last month and the conflicting data since suggests that the MPC is likely to hang on to the language until at least August. Market pricing puts the odds of a cut at the following meeting in August at around 75%, with two further cuts by the summer of 2026. The UK economy did expand by 0.7% in the first quarter as exporters ramped up production to get ahead of US tariffs, but the Bank of England said in May it believed the underlying growth rate in the first half would be broadly flat. And the MPC may update its opinion and is likely to comment on the most recent inflation, pay and employment data. A fall in services inflation to 4.7% in May from 5.4% in April would have been welcomed by the bank. Fears about trade wars have been superseded this month, of course, by the real war. Tensions in the Middle East flared up once again after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities. Oil has risen around 9% on the days since the initial attack, with fears growing of direct US involvement in the conflict that could drive prices even higher. Roughly a $10 increase in Brent crude to $75 a barrel since the start of the month would add around 0.1 percentage points to inflation. And of course, at $85, it would double it. The Bank of England has warned about the damage uncertainty can do to growth and knows from past experience the impact oil can have on inflation. But all up, if we stand back, we can see these stagflationary forces at work, even if central bankers prefer not to use the term for fear of scaring the horses. Rate cuts will be slower, inflation will be higher, and growth weaker ahead. Not necessarily a great recipe. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.